Ladies and gentlemen, valley girls and matchstick men, Peggy Sue's and wicker men, welcome to Nick Cage University. At NCU, we pride ourselves on knowing all we can about national treasure Nicholas Kim Coppola, better known as Academy Award winner Nick Cage. Join Rodney, Jason, and Sean, better known as the film school janitors, as they embark on their next kick-ass journey of studying all, and I mean all, of his films. Get trapped in paradise, or be gone in 60 seconds. If you're wild at heart, it can happen to you. Experience Fast Times at Nick Cage University.
All right, we are back in class. It's me, Randall, and Rodney. Jay's out sick for class, but we're going to be talking about The Runner. I think this is our 75th one.
Yeah, we went from a movie with too many endings to one without one.
I'm sorry.
just fucking end it. It's like Google this shit if you want to know what happened.
But to me, I thought it was funny because when you're watching, you'd be like, okay, so why is this called The Runner? Oh, because he has all these shoes?
Well, that's what I was going to say is, you hear a movie, like, even when you picked it, because this is one of the...
He only has one pair of running shoes.
Well, this is one of the last films of the more recent, not counting the new ones. I think this and The Croods 2, and then everything's all the old OG stuff.
Okay.
So this is kind of one of the last ones I wanted to get out of the way. And when you hear, oh, Nick Cage, The Runner, like, I legit was like, oh, what is this going to be? This is going to be some kind of, like, criminal...
That's the Western one. I watched that one.
Okay, so y'all seen... I just saw this, and I was like, I ain't never seen this
it's
before.
It's on Hulu.
Okay, so y'all talked about that one?
No, we haven't done it yet. We haven't done it. Yeah, that.
I'll have to rewatch it again. I saw it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
the old way.
Yes.
It's on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to pick next. So it's either that or the.
No. I picked last time.
I'm going to go Dream Scenario.
Okay. Well, all right. We're announcing that we're doing that. And I want to see Dream Scenario. Yeah,
it keeps popping up on my HBO Max.
I'm very excited for that one. But yeah, The Runner, you think it's going to be some kind of weird, typical.
Like, I picture Nick Cage with a tie flying backwards and him running on the front, but I think that's a cover for another one of his other movies.
Yeah.
It wasn't the cover for this one. I can promise you that.
So, yeah, it's basically...
This title has nothing to do with the movie.
It's like he's running for government, really, is what I think it is. Is he running for Congress?
I
think he was Congress.
Congress running for Senate.
For the first time ever, I go, I look at Kelly, I go,
What's the difference
in those two again? Like, in my brain...
Do you know?
I don't. Listen, I'm going to embarrass Sherman, so I got to... Bachelor's in political science, and I can tell you a lot of shit, but this I
you
can't.
You ran for office.
Yeah,
for local
but this
city
I can't tell you. I'm going to call myself out on this. I don't know.
Congress is the one that's the amount of houses per population of the state. Right. Senate, you only have two.
Right, that part I know. Yeah. But what about the control part? Who has more? They both vote. They do the same. That one person has more power than the other?
One is more well-regarded. I think
the
senator.
The Senate is more, right?
Because there's only 100 of you.
But can you tell me something other than that?
Nope. No.
It means. Yeah, exactly. I couldn't.
I think anything you pass in Congress has to pass Senate, and anything in Senate has to pass.
So your vote
Congress.
Probably carries more weight as a senator because there's less.
Because there's less of you, right?
Okay. I was like, oh. But he's running for. He's a congressman running for Senate. That he gets so it kind of drops all his morals in his pocket at the end, kind of thing. But.
Well, I think it's he's. I think it's like meant to be like an allegory of a a Clinton type. He's supposed to be a good guy. He's looking out for the people of his city. His dad used to be.
This is based off a true story, right?
It's based around a true event.
Okay.
So it's the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in New Orleans. So this is another Nick Cage New Orleans movie.
I'm sorry. It's just funny because I was thinking this when y'all say this, but people in the Senate are in Congress. You just don't call them congressmen.
Okay.
That's what it says.
Yeah, it's two houses.
Two houses, yeah. Okay.
Idea of this is that he's a congressman. He gives this impassioned speech in the beginning about talking about all the people hurting in New Orleans, all the fishermen from this oil spill, and BP needs to pay. Like it's based on this reality stuff, but then his life is a fucking mess. Like he's married to Connie Nielsen, who's the Queen Hippolyta from Wonder Woman movies.
Wonder Woman. I like her mother. But they're married, but they're separated, or. Because they're both, together, but they're not together.
It seems
he's sleeping with people.
Well, that's why I felt like it was meant to be an allegory of Clinton. The Clintons were both lawyers that politically got together, and a lot of people say they've only been together so long because they're using each other politically to get... She's using him
she
to get
She
kind of
knew
spots.
What he was doing. Mm-hmm. She went to him, she's like, you're going to embarrass us. This is going to come out. And I'm like, oh, she's okay with what's going on? Because he was sleeping with that teacher or whatever?
Yeah, the cheerleader, 28-year-old cheerleader coach from some college down there or whatever, and... Having an affair, and they caught it right at, he's got all this good groundswell for his support of all so the fishermen.
They pull it out because he's going to pursue petroleum, BP, mm-hmm. spilled a bunch of oil down there, hurting a lot of things. And he goes, that's our water, not British waters.
Yep.
And that's kind of his motto. And he goes on it. And it's picking up steam a lot to a point where now they're saying, hey, you got to run for this. You got to run for that. And it's picking up really, really well because he started crying or something. About.
Yep. Yeah, he gave that impassioned speech.
He thought it made him look weak, but it caught on. Everybody loved it. And it got a bigger impact than what he thought. But as soon as it came out that he wouldn't support that one guy, and this shit came out about him. So yeah.
It's just the dirty politics, right? Yeah. It's a political dirty, movie.
Political movie, yeah.
So to me, I just felt like
the movie was trying to like show that the people in power and charge are also humans. They can make mistakes, right? And then you're watching other people shine the light of that mistake to get their way. Like that's pretty much what I was getting through the movie, but it was just like
it was too. They did try to like I'm not saying cheating's right, but he was going to have a bigger impact on trying to fix this than what some small sub thing that wasn't legal that he got caught up in in his life. And they took that and they weighted that against him. And they're saying, they're like, you got to step down. You got to do this. He's like, why? What I'm doing right now means so much more mm-hmm. than what this is.
Yeah.
But they're using this and I got to step away from all this. This doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't.
They're like, but I never understood that. We're not going to go that way. I figured that was always between those two people.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to try to make the decision. Me and Kelly started talking about that. What's her name came out yesterday and started talking. The princess.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She came out. She's dying of cancer. People can leave her the fuck alone.
Right.
She shouldn't have to come out and tell anybody she's going through that.
Yep.
Now her kids and everybody else has got to see this shit, and she couldn't go out the way she wanted to go out. I'm not trying to stick up for like people with all this money. I'm not sticking up for I'm sticking up for people and their privacy. That's what I'm sticking up for in that point.
Yeah.
Why do people need to know that? Why did she have to come out and speak like that? Sorry. People's personal shit needs to stay their personal shit.
Well, it was very interesting because there's so much garbage going on with other stuff going on in the world that I think that became kind of a fun, quote unquote, fun
people
mystery
saw,
to go.
So people saw
where
some
is
kind
Kate
of,
Middleton?
People saw so like the last picture they saw of her. Like this isn't really her. This is an actor imposter.
And it didn't look
but,
like her to be
I mean,
honest.
But I mean, when you're dying of cancer, you're probably gonna look a little different, right?
Yeah, right.
Everybody's dying of cancer. Everybody's getting cancer, dude. What's going on with this shit? Kelly says she thinks because all our food is so overly processed and everything where we're eating now and everything, people are eating more fast food than they ever have and doing all that.
And
that's what's happening to our bodies right now. That was Kelly's input.
Yeah.
But then think about like all the different diet trends and stuff that everybody's trying to do, trying to be more healthier.
Putting your body through that stuff. Yeah.
Well, not that, but it's like to get that pleasure food that you want.
Yeah.
Like pretty much like this, like you're doing like all the people doing keto, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to start doing? Oh, I want to do all this, drink this non-zero sugar stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the chemicals in that, like, all the chemicals in all these.
Yeah, it's actually worse than the other shit you're trying to dodge.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you'd be like, oh, I'm going to get zero sugar Coke. And you'd be like, well, that's way worse than regular Coke.
Right, right, right.
With high fructose corn syrup. So everything is.
Yeah, I'm like, give me back my Mountain Dew with regular, real sugar.
But that's what Kelly goes, it's because of the food and everything.
I was actually just having this conversation with my cousins yesterday. It was like, I go, we live in a time where eating is entertainment as well, right?
Yeah.
It's not a necessity. It's not like, oh, here's my little bit. We're not in a country or an area or a region where it's like, oh, no, we just need to make sure we get our nutrients to survive and do our work for tomorrow.
Nope.
It's joy. We enjoy all this.
Because if you really look at it, right? If you're having the work, like a really bad day, right? You're like, man, this is a terrible day.
I'm going to treat myself to.
You're going to treat yourself to something good to
Burger
eat, right?
King's, Burger King's my treat meal.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, think about it. Like, you could be like, man,
Whopper with cheese. Whopper with cheese.
Yeah, Whopper.
I love Whoppers.
I'm not a big well, you like all crazy. The sloppy shit.
Yeah,
I'm a big bread, cheese, meat. Like okay, that's all mine. Okay, so for me, mine is if I get in my head, like right now, I'm going to say it and it's going to put in my head and I'm going to have to get in the next couple weeks, is I love my Dairy Queen blizzards.
Okay. All right.
And if I start thinking about them and I'm like, shit. And then it's like, it just sits in the back of my head.
The strawberry cheesecake blizzard is very good.
No, I don't.
Which one do you
that's
like?
That's healthy. That's a healthy
strawberry
blizzard.
Cheesecake is not healthy.
Strawberries.
Well, what's
strawberry blizzard?
Cookie dough. My kids love the cookie dough one. Yes. We might all have to go.
Mine is pizza. Pizza and cookies.
Oh, yeah. I was like, pizza blizzard? No. What?
But yeah, you're right. Pizza. What's your favorite pizza place? Like, what's your top three favorite pizza places?
Top three?
Yeah.
Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah. Lots of cheese.
I've never had Green Lantern.
They're popping up all over.
Gotta make sure that they do it good. I would say Green Lantern.
I think
Lantern.
They put a whole bag of cheese on top of every pizza.
But their toppings are fresh, though. It's the toppings for me.
I've never had a Green Lantern.
Yeah, it's like It's like when you eat a pizza, the toppings are like, hey, they really got real toppings. It's not like, you know, like
they just frozen. Killed that pepperoni.
Yeah, they just like they went and cut it apart and, you know, they killed the chicken, put the chicken on the pizza. That's how I feel. So I'll say Green Lantern's number one. And then, but after that, it gets kind of weird. I just go whatever. But I'll say number two, because I steadily go there, is Hungry Howie's. Three is just random places.
Mine is, I've never had Green Lantern. I hope I do one day. Mm-hmm. Mine is Jet's, Detroit style pizza. I just, it's expensive as fuck.
Well, it's cheaper than Buddy's, which is my number one, but I think they're too saucy.
I've only had Buddy's a couple times.
Okay.
So I
think you would
people say Buddy's is number one. If you like Jet's, people like
Jet's. But
they're
expensive, but Jet's is more affordable, which is still expensive.
I'll be really honest with you. I love the meat lovers. I know you guys are going to hate me at this table. I love the meat lovers at Little Caesars. I fucking love their meat lovers.
No, Little Caesars is
their meat lovers pizza is the shit.
No. Little Caesars, if you have them make the pizza, it's actually good.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
it is a crapshoot. And if you get there right, like you said, either you're going hot and ready and you get it right at the right time, or you have them just
Let the hot and ready sit. It's over.
It's that cheese almost disappears.
There's cardboard. Also differences between certain ones have better bread than other ones, too, I
that's true.
Kelly will go hit Little Caesars down near our house. Sometimes it's fucking immaculate. Cheese is dripping off great and amazing.
And other times, the bread, too. Like, you get the bread, crazy bread at the
other
right
times,
time.
It's absolutely horrible. Uh-huh. I don't understand it.
Have you tried those new cups from Little Caesars? You should try them. They're actually good.
Oh, I had four 2 days ago. You know what made me think? So you remember the Marvels, the Miss Marvel, and Doctor Strange, where they're bouncing from universe to universe, and she grabs a pizza ball and eats it. She goes, they should make these. Well, Little Caesars just did it.
Oh.
Little Caesars has
these. I haven't
had
those yet then.
They're not expensive. Okay. They're like, you get
$3.99 for sort of $1 a piece, but you get a box of little pizza balls. But they're not pizza. They're not balls. They're
pizza rolls.
But it's very close to what you're going to get to that, because they probably had to figure out a way to make it and put it in this like little, like a cupcake type holder thing.
Okay.
But they had those. They just came out.
Oh, because I think that's like a Shark Tank thing where, like, they're making cupcake basically pizza. Or muffin.
They're little muffin pizzas. Okay. Exactly what they are. It's for $4. It's not bad. It's not bad to try it out.
$4 for one?
$4 for four.
Oh, so they're little cupcakes.
They're this big.
Okay.
They're this big.
Yeah. Pepperoni and cheese.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's an all cheese one too.
You got Little Caesar right here at the corner of
your house. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's worth a try.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Get order two.
What are yours? So you got Buddy's, you said up there?
Yeah, Buddy's my number one. I would say Hungry Howie's. And then I'm kind of with you with like the third. I like Domino's. A lot of people shit on Domino's. I think they're like once they did the revamp.
I heard Domino's is really good once the revamp.
But I would go with like, you know, Papa John's the right way. It's good. You know, my Little Caesars is good.
Papa John's like can be too doughy at times.
I always ask for no sauce. I just don't like the sauce. Okay.
Pizza Hut fell off real bad.
I know.
Like, do you have a Green Lantern near your house?
No.
Where's your Green Lantern? What made you say Green Lantern? I want to try this place now.
Well, so, okay. Funny story. When I was a kid, you ever know how you're a kid and you always
talk about this? Remember, I know exactly how I was a kid when I was a kid.
You didn't even let me finish. You didn't even let me finish. Can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what you get. Karma. Yes.
That microphone attacked Rodney. I saw it.
So when you're a child and you're with your parents, you always drive by a place. And so near.
Yes, I do. You are
not so. Remember when you were a kid? Oh, I know what it's like to be a kid, donk. And then you would just drive by places. Yes, okay, carry on. I'm sorry.
And so you like, I want to go.
Can you look out the window? Remember looking out the window? As a kid?
Remember there was air to breathe? You rolled out the window. And
no.
But it was raining. You'd have to roll the window up and turn the windshield.
Then your mom would say, hey, it's raining out. Roll out that window. Remember that being as a kid? Get to the damn Green Lantern Park.
I was. Y'all keep interrupting me.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Yes, you are.
It's like watching the end of Aquaman all over again.
I haven't gotten a full minute to speak yet. And y'all just want to say something. Y'all
these pauses
in.
Are killing me.
They're not pauses. You're interrupting me. They're not even pauses.
Sean, we're not even recording.
No, we are. It's red, it's recording.
Oh.
All right. Go ahead, Randy.
I don't even want to go no more. No.
You were a kid.
No, I don't even want to go here no more.
You were a kid in the
I'm
car.
I'm not even going to tell you what
how
this
do
place
I get
is.
On a pizza for the runner anyway?
Where are the runner? I don't know, maybe. All right,
so back to the runner, I runner. Guess.
Yeah, go back to the runner.
So I guess I'll jump to it.
To drive
did
home.
You like this movie, Randall?
No.
Did you like it, Rodney?
I don't know what I watched.
I didn't know what it was trying to be.
I shouldn't have to Wikipedia to see the ending or whatever it was. It had no ending. It just ended.
Right.
It abruptly ended.
But it was like he was trying to be like, it was like a what do you call it, political kind of movie, but then it became like a love story redemption type of thing.
Because Sarah Paulson's character was weird. Like, it was his assistant, and then all of a sudden it was like they were hooking up.
Short brown hair. I like short brown hair. I was like, oh. So at the end, he was like against his company, but he leaned on his company's side so he could run for this politics thing. And they kind of, he gave in to that.
Yeah, so he loses his Senate run, falls apart because he's just disenfranchised for having his affair.
With that black woman. How are you going to sleep with the one of the people you're trying to save, wife? That's just messed up.
That is fucked up. It was fisherman's wife. That part was, who she was fucked up.
Right. Yeah. And then he starts like a non-profit type thing
support,
where they're trying to help all the fishermen, and they're making claims. And then BP all of a sudden gives them a bunch of money because they want to buy him to run for Senate in place of this other dude. And he's got all his morals, but then it gets to the point where like he's against BP, but then at the very end he's
not going to get any of the things that he wants, so he's got to give up something to get
the
it.
Sanctions you kind of give up. Yep. So the whole this whole movie, as it was going, I was like, I was loving it. And then there was a certain point when they got his dad involved, who's played by Peter Fonda, who was like the former mayor, who was very good for like the black community in the area and stuff. Yeah. Did a bunch of stuff, but he was like an alcoholic, so he had all his demons. They kind of bring him in to kind of try.
Wayne.
They kind of bring him in to try to like soften. And there's a scene where he's like, he goes, "Why am I even here? We're like, what am I going to do for this? I'm not going to help you with your infidelity and all this shit." And his wife, like, she keeps like getting mad at him for burning down all these bridges, rightfully so, and stuff.
Yeah.
But there was a certain point in that point where I went, "Oh, this is if this is unwritten on paper as a screenplay, you would read it and you'd be like, this fucking screen. It's the same guy who wrote it and directed it. This is a fucking beautiful screenplay."
Yeah, there's no
line. Every scene is 10 lines. That they cut down to 4 and a look. Like, it's everything's pithy.
He was great too.
Peter Fonda's
Cage wasn't bad either. Fonda was great. The wife was great too.
Connie Nielsen. Yeah,
but it just.
Wendell Pierce is in here too. Like, there's every time that there was like a line they would say that had so much weight on it, like implying this history, but it didn't matter because we've all lived long enough to go, "Oh, well, that's what they're kind of talking around
about." Yeah.
But it would be like literally like you would say a line, Rodney. I would say a line. Randall would say a line. I would say a line. And Rodney would give me a look and then it would cut to the next scene. Yeah. But we said so much. And that's what this whole thing. And at that point, then I started going with like, I think it was really the Sarah Paulson scene when she's like comes back into his life after he's kind of fallen apart. And she's like, "Well, I'm having trouble with my husband." Yeah. And she's like, she said something like, "Are we really going to do this?" Yeah. And it was like, "Oh," and it had so much weight to it. And I went, and then all of a sudden when I saw
He called her, she's like, "Oh, we're staying together."
Right. And then, and he's like having the breakdown. But once I saw the script, it took me out of the movie and I went, "Oh, this is a beautifully written." Like, if I'm reading this, it's a page turner.
Right.
But as a movie, it kind of doesn't almost work. And also, I love Nick Cage. We love him so much. He does a great job. But the role that he's required to play, if this was made back in the past, he had a Paul Newman, Robert Redford.
Or Tom Cruise, or younger Tom Cruise, like The Firm and shit like that, too.
I don't think he's got the...
He's not old enough at that point.
No, it needs to be like it really needs to be like those old school guys.
A gravitas
guys.
Holder, like, okay.
Like a move, like, again, I'm not trying to knock Nick Cage here, but...
It's not Nick Cage role.
If it was Paul
There's
Newman,
no such thing as not in a cage role.
Because he's like supposed to be like this irresistible
He's
dude.
Almost acting like he's not.
And not that he's not
he's
handsome.
Acting like, he's acting like he's not Nicolas Cage playing a role.
Right.
Yeah.
I felt that.
You know, but if it was like, can you imagine like Paul Newman walking around and everybody's like fist bumped because they're like proud of him.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, having sex with his cheerleading coach and then his assistant throwing herself.
Really
like,
love that
up.
Salad dressing. No.
Didn't it got brought up in something we watched recently, or was it something else
dressing?
I watched?
I don't know.
There's some movie I
remember
watched
working at Target and
about.
Seeing Paul Newman dressing on the shelves. That's all I know.
But yeah, I mean, I
look up these people.
I liked it. I understand it didn't. It's didn't do it. It's like from 2015. It's like one of these weird movies. One of those direct to DVD. I recommend watching it if you want, like kind of like a slight political thriller that kind of.
Yeah.
It's really like fast paced.
It shows you how people can be manipulated in the political scheme.
It kind of does show. It sheds a lot of light on politics, like the game of politics. Because at the end, like you're kind of saying, he ends up selling out to the bad guys because it's the only way he can get stuff for the good guys.
Keep the jobs in the area, keep the people working. Like,
right.
He had to give a little.
He's quiet. Like you could see him just, he basically has to kill that.
He was
going to
go up there and say something else.
Mm-hmm.
And
So I mean, I like, this is probably one of my favorite ones, weirdly,
okay.
But I don't think it's a great movie. I like the screenplay of it.
So do we look at the score and the price?
Yes. So how much do you think this cost to make, and how much do you think it made?
I'd go super low budget on this. Even the stuff with the oil is pulled from other stuff.
50, 65 million.
I'd go 35 mil.
You think that high to make? And what do you think to make?
50 million.
50 to make, and then how much do you think it made?
No, I'm going to go 22 mil to make.
22 to make?
22 to make.
And you say 50 still?
Yeah, I'll say 50 to make.
What year?
It made.
2015. I also want to know, like, this is, how many, Echo, how many movies has Nick Cage made in New Orleans?
Not the New Orleans one, that's right.
I know about two Nick Cage movies which were filmed in New Orleans.
Oh, it's definitely more than two.
No. It's like, I'd say definitely it's probably like six or seven at this point.
Yeah,
it's
definitely more than two, yeah.
But okay, let's see. It cost $4 million to make, and it made
$4 million.
$20,000.
$20,000.
It's probably, like I said, a Redbox one.
Yeah.
Okay. But this isn't one of those Redbox ones. $4 million.
Damn, $22 million. Damn. Still way too much.
Man, it didn't make nothing.
And it's not one of those ones that like feels like, oh, they went to a foreign country and made it was all made in New Orleans and stuff. He's walking around. So IMDb rating. What do you think?
IMDb rating
4.7.
Oh, you motherfucker. I was going to say 4.6. Okay. Then I'm going to go.
No. You take your 4.6.
No, I don't want to shit on your.
4.3.
I'll go 4.6, or you go 4.3 and under. I'll take 4.6. Okay, I'll go 4.6.
Just want to let you know the record that I. For the record, I said 4.7.
So.
It's got
two scores. Wait,
he's
numbers?
Got two scores. I said 4.6. I just got one score.
4.3.
Okay.
I had to make a concession because I'm African American.
Whatever.
4.7.
You motherfucker!
I had it on the nose.
That's right. I mean, that's smack dab in the middle of the ratings too. But would you recommend anybody watch this or no?
No,
no.
All right, I would if you want to for the screen screenplay. But
hey, go back to that picture. You saw the man.
Beetlejuice.
Don't
the
say
juice is
time.
Loose.
The juice is loose.
So all right, and then like we said already, our next one's gonna be.
A secret
dream
scenario.
Dream scenario.
All right. All right, back to class.
A secret dream.
Back to class.
Thanks for completing this course. For more lessons, follow the Film School Janitors on Instagram and Facebook under Film School Janitors and on Twitter under FS Janitors. Please rate and review this podcast where we may have found it, and feel free to email us at filmschooljanitors@gmail.com. Now get back to your studies.